Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and I wanted to introduce everybody to my best friend. And so basically, it goes all the way back to 1995 in the sixth grade. I was out on the playground, and a new boy had came to our school, and I thought, oh, I should go introduce myself to him, and I went and told him what my name was, and, you know, we kind of talked a little bit. Just kind of acquaintances at that point. And then in seventh grade, we ended up in the same classroom. He was in my history class, and also he was in my homeroom, and we would go to, like, a lot of our, art classes and different stuff like that together. And also, you know, we'd kind of hang out at lunch or whatever as well. And as the year progressed, we became better friends. And then that summer, I had gotten his phone number, and, you know, we talked over the phone and everything, and, you know, we'd kind of just become better friends. And in eighth grade, I actually had moved away and went to a different school. And so we still continued to talk during that time and be friends and everything. And, you know, I think at that point we were really good friends, and, you know, we just kind of shared something, you know, shared like ideas, and, you know, we kind of thought the same things were funny, and we just had so much fun together. And, you know, we just kind of trusted each other as well. And, you know, he told me one day that he had a secret and he wanted to tell me, and he felt that, you know, that I would understand and everything. And so I had asked him, you know, what it was, what his secret was. And, you know, at the time I felt like I was a great friend and that I was open to everybody. And he told me that he was gay. And at that point, I kind of was like, thought to myself, well, you know, people are going to treat me weird because of this. And, you know, I had always been told, you know, that God didn't like people like that, and you shouldn't be around them, and they're bad people, and blah, blah, blah. And so I struggled with it for a few seconds, I would say. But something else that I had learned along the way, so I would have been about 12 or 13 years old at this point, is that you should always view people for who they are and not anything else. And I thought of him as my friend. And, you know, growing up as a visually impaired child, people didn't want to be my friend just based on that. Solely alone, just, I don't want to be her friend because she's, you know, visually impaired and she's got thick glasses or whatever. And my best friend never treated me like that. You know, he was accepting of me as a person and who I was. And so, therefore, I felt that he deserved the same opportunity from me. And I don't like to be a hypocrite. And I see him as a human first and foremost. And as a friend, you know. And so, years later, you know, through, I had came back to the original school that I had went to before, and 11th grade, and we were, like, inseparable between 11th and 12th grade, and over the summer, towards the end of the summer of, after 11th grade, my husband, a fiancé at the time, had left for the Marine Corps, and my dog had got hit by a car, and I essentially was homeless at the time because I didn't have anywhere to go. I couldn't go home, and my dad wouldn't allow me to stay with him. So I was homeless, and my fiancé was in boot camp, so I couldn't speak with him at all. And my best friend came and got me and took care of me, and I ended up being able to stay with an aunt of mine. However, my aunt lived in a different school district, so I would have had to go to 12th grade at a different school district than I had started at, and I didn't really want to change school districts. So my best friend got up every morning at the crack ass of dawn and got in his car voluntarily. I'd never asked him, and picked me up every day and took me to school and took me home from school because he wanted to make sure that I went to school with him and that we were together, and, you know, to make me happy. And he always had something good to say about me, and, you know, just always was there for me no matter what. And he ended up actually getting a cell phone for me later on that year so that I could call him or call, you know, my husband once he was done with boot camp and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. But every time I've ever needed him as a friend, he's been there for me. And I would like to think the same, that, you know, as if he needed somebody, that I've been there for him. And, you know, I still talk to him all the time. We're still great friends. I couldn't imagine, you know, my world without him. And he ended up finding somebody truly remarkable years ago. And they had a ceremony at their house in Ohio. However, in Ohio, they weren't allowed to become married because of the laws there. And he asked me to be the matron of honor for his wedding, and I said that I would do it undoubtedly, like no hesitation on my end at all. And he chose me over his sister, actually, to do it because he felt that I supported him more. And so I did. I stood up for him. It was the proudest moment, one of the proudest moments of my life, you know, to be able to stand up and to look past things of other people and to be accepting of others, you know, the same thing that the blind community demands from people all the time, is something, you know, are they able to look at other people, you know, like, you don't want us to look at people at us because of our disability. We shouldn't look at others, you know, for whatever they are or aren't. So anyways, that was almost 5 years ago. That would have been October 2010. So this October will be 5 years for them. And so I hope that they will be able to, you know, actually become married now, because they're both remarkable people and I couldn't imagine my world without them. So that's my story. That's my best friend, and he will always be my friend. He will always be my best friend, you know, no matter what. And all the people back in the day that, you know, didn't like him for whatever reason or whatever, none of them people I even talk to now. So it doesn't matter. Those people didn't matter. They don't matter. They didn't matter then, and they don't matter now. And, you know, we went through a lot together, and I think we both understand discrimination from both either, you know, both of our points of view, because he's seen me be discriminated against because of my blindness, and I've seen him be discriminated against because he's gay. We were actually in school one day. It was either 11th or 12th grade in high school, and these kids had come up to us that we didn't know and asked if we wanted to come to a church event of theirs, and my best friend asked if his boyfriend could come, and the girl said, "Ew, you're disgusting, you're going to hell, you're an awful person." She kind of walked away and just started screaming, "Ew, ew, ew," like, just treated him like he was the worst thing ever. You know, and the, you know, God hates fags, those people, and, you know, just awful stuff. His uncle's actually a pastor as well, so he's been ostracized for most of his family. But, you know, you can't take away that he's an awesome person. So, my tribute to my best friend, and today has been a good day for him and for all people who just want to be loved equally.